This is a Western hognose snake, named for that little turned-up nose he's got on the end. He's fairly small, not too long, maybe foot and a half, and he is full grown, so he won't get any bigger than this.
Hognose snakes are found in South Dakota.
Yep.
Tell us about the range.
The Western hognose snake, which is what he is found through most of the Great Plains, a little bit into southern Canada, but primarily in the U.S. There is also an eastern species found in the eastern U.S. and a southern species found in the south and into Florida. But the hognose snakes as a group are only found in North America.
And is there any particular benefit to having the nose like it is, or just...
Yep, they do use that for burrowing. They live in very loose soils, so he'll stick his head in and move it side to side and kind of sweep it like a little shovel and gets him down into the loose soil that he lives in. One of the nicknames for this species is a prairie rooter because of that habit that they have.
Okay, and what does it eat?
He eats mostly, at the zoo he eats mice, and in the wild they will eat mice as well, but their main diet is amphibians and reptiles.
Oh, okay, so like hanging out with ponds, right?
Yep. They like to eat toads especially, it's one of their favorites.
Okay. And they don't bite humans?
Snakes only bite for two reasons. They bite when they're scared. So if you picked one up in the wild, there's a good chance you'd get bit. But he is a professional, so he's used to being handled and picked up and touched. And they'll also bite their food, just like you and I will bite into a hamburger or piece of pie.
And don't come after my food. Because I won't bite you, but I might stab you. And he is, does he have a name?
His name is Scoop.
Scoop is part of the program you have at the zoo. Tell us more about that.
He is one of our handling animals that we take to schools and to daycares through our ZooMobile program. We also use him and he visits the zoo camps and classes on zoo grounds. You may also see him being handled by our junior zookeepers in the summer. They do two creature features daily and they rotate through some of our handling animals.
Kylie, we have 4th of July, Red, White, and Blue Zoo. What's going on there?
We have something really fun happening at the zoo on Friday. If any of our visitors show up wearing red, white, or blue clothing, they are going to get a free cup of koi food when they come to the zoo, which is always fun. And just a reminder what the koi fish are. Those are those wonderful, huge orange fish that kind of pile on top of each other and fight to get at that food. So they're really fun to watch. And we're excited to hand out some free koi food on Friday.
Just wear red, white, and blue.
That's all you have to do.
Zoo is open on the 4th of July.
4th of July. So if you haven't made those plans yet, make plans to visit us. Come see our more than 1,000 animals, eat a cheeseburger, ride the Savannah Express train. It's just a great way to spend the 4th.
You could picnic at the zoo, right?
You could.
Bring the family and
absolutely
just spend the day.
It's just, there's really something for everyone. And there is so much to do now at the zoo. It's almost hard to get it in all in one day.
And you only are closed, I mean, you're open on the 4th of July, but just a few holidays.
Yeah, we're open 362 days a year. Okay. So if you're on the fence about getting a membership, that's a great, that's a lot of days to visit the zoo and really get, your $80 worth.